Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, look at the show, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Taking my vitamins, working out like a madman and feeling fantastic. Wayne Allen Root is back in the saddle again for the new year, 2022. So what are the biggest news stories in America? I always put them in order of what I think are the biggest stories around. First of all, you know I don't believe that Joe Biden is the legitimate president of the United States. I love when liberals lose their minds and blow a gasket and their heads explode and steam comes out of their ears when Wayne Root says he's not the president of the United States. Didn't you spend 4 years saying Trump was not the legitimate president of the United States? Didn't you say he won the election with Russian collusion? Lie after lie after lie. And all of you said you did not accept the outcome of the election and that Trump was not the legitimate president of the United States. And Trump was the legitimate president. Matter of fact, he beat a rigged election in 2016. So I say that Biden is not the president of the United States because I know in my heart, in my brain, in my gut that they rigged and stole the election and Trump's the real president. And obviously the governor of Texas agrees. God bless Texas. All my exes live in Texas. Texas Governor Abbott sues Biden over his military vaccine mandate and tells his National Guard that Biden is not their commander-in-chief. There we go. The log jam has broken. The dams have broken. A real, major, serious governor slash politician, elected politician in the United States of America is saying that Joe Biden is not the commander-in-chief. And I love it. Backs up everything I've said all along. Wayne Root says it on a talk show. Here's a governor saying it. Greg Abbott sued Joe Biden and the Pentagon over his military vaccine mandate. Over 40% of the Texas National Guard are refusing to get the vaccine mandate. Abbott asked a federal judge to overturn Biden's vax mandate, citing his own authority as commander-in-chief as governor. So he says, I am the commander-in-chief. It's a states' rights issue. Joe Biden is not the commander-in-chief of our military. So that's story number one. Story number two that you have to hear is that there's a new district attorney in Manhattan. Do you understand? I grew up in New York. I grew up in Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline, right outside New York City. And as a young man, attended college at Columbia University in Manhattan, which is in Spanish Harlem, by the way, terrible neighborhood. But I was constantly on the subways or in my car or in a taxi headed for the real Manhattan, not Spanish Harlem, but rather the Manhattan where all the nightclubs are and all the bars are and all the restaurants are. And I partied my way through 4 years at Columbia University and then got a job in real estate in Manhattan and spent my time, got an apartment in Manhattan and lived in New York City, but in Manhattan, which was the greatest playground in the world for a young bachelor guy and an all-American patriot who loves women, Wayne Allen Root, as opposed to all the weirdos that now populate our country. It's not the same. It's not there anymore. New York City doesn't exist. Manhattan doesn't exist. Those days are gone. They've been destroyed. They're not even shells of their former self. Now we got a new DA in Manhattan. And his name is Alvin Bragg. And you're not going to believe what this guy believes in. He wants to reduce almost every crime to a non-felony. Doesn't want to punish anyone. Doesn't want to send anyone to jail. Doesn't want drug dealers to go to jail. He is Alvin Bragg, the newly elected DA of Manhattan, has ordered prosecutors to stop seeking prison sentences for most offenses and to downgrade felony charges in cases which include armed robberies and drug dealing. This is his first memo to staff on Monday. His office will not seek a carceral sentence except with homicides and a handful of other cases, including domestic violence felonies, some sex crimes, and public corruption. This rule may be accepted as an exception only in extraordinary circumstances based on holistic analysis of the facts, criminal history, victims' input, and any other information available, according to Bragg, whose campaign was funded. Da-da-da! Make a guess. With $1 million donation from billionaire communist scumbag America-hating George Soros. Also told assistant DAs that they must now keep in mind the impacts of incarceration, including whether it actually increases public safety. As in keeping violent criminals physically separated from the public, in the mind of liberals, doesn't increase public safety. This is how sick these people are. We can't live in their country anymore. We need a divorce. We need a separation, a legal, official divorce. We have to have what some would have called secession, but I don't use that word because it might scare some people or cause liberals to say Wayne Root wants to secede. No, Wayne Root wants a divorce. America is used to the word divorce. America is comfortable with the word divorce. Everybody has a divorce in their family. Somebody, you know, someone is divorced and they're good people and they just couldn't make it work. Okay? Just because you marry someone doesn't mean you have to stay with them for the entire rest of your life. Sometimes there are mitigating circumstances, and people shouldn't have gotten married. And it's better to break up than to ruin your kids' lives and be together yelling and screaming all day long. Divorce is not the worst thing in the world. Nobody wants it. No one likes it. I hate the word. I never wanted to tell anyone I was getting a divorce. I was embarrassed. Once I got it, I was like, wow, I feel free, man. I should have said this all along. I should have done it sooner. And then I found the woman I love and I got married again. Life worked out great. America needs a divorce. It's time to start over. We can't live with these people, these disgusting communist scumbags. It's just impossible. Here's a tweet. I don't know who this woman is, Amy Swearer, but they use her tweet in the article. This is insane. You could carjack a dozen people at gunpoint. As long as you don't use the gun to injure someone, the Manhattan DA won't seek prison time for you. When prosecutors want to put a convict behind bars, they can't ask for more than 20 years for a determinate sentence, which means one which can't be reviewed or changed by a parole board. What's more, the office shall not seek a sentence of life without parole, which according to state law is a punishment reserved for the worst offenders, murderers, terrorists, serial killers, cop killers, and people who kill children under the age of 14 during sex crimes or torture. You can't seek the death penalty. That's off the table. Now he says you can't seek life without parole. He also, Bragg, also detailed the following instructions for prosecutors to reduce charges filed by cops. Armed robbers use guns or other deadly weapons to stick up stores and other businesses will be prosecuted only for petty larceny, a misdemeanor, provided no victims are seriously injured. So if a guy walks in my store and sticks a loaded gun in my face and threatens to blow my effing head off, and I'm sitting there knowing I may never see my wife or kids again, or anybody I love, and my life is over, just because he doesn't pull the trigger and kill me, you now get to walk out of there without major charges. Can you imagine? Prosecuted only for petty larceny, a misdemeanor. Armed robbery would normally be punishable by a maximum of 25 years in prison. Petty larceny gives you 364 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. Here's some more beauties from this new DA, Alvin Bragg. And this is why Manhattan's done. Nobody can live there anymore. Can you imagine? It's going to turn into, what was that Mel Gibson movie? I can't think of the name now, where they all ran around killing each other all day long. No, no, not Braveheart. You know, the first one Mel Gibson was ever in, where the whole world had just had, like, a nuclear apocalypse, and Mad Max, everyone ran around like loincloths, throwing stones at each other. Mad Max. Manhattan's going to be Mad Max, let alone the outer boroughs that already were Mad Max. Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, my God. Even when I was a kid growing up, Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens were no-go zones. The only place I ever went was Manhattan, because I thought, you know, the odds were pretty slim I'd get killed in Manhattan. Convicted criminals caught with weapons other than guns will have those felony charges downgraded to misdemeanors. Criminal possession of a weapon in third degree, a Class D felony, punishable by up to 7 years behind bars. So you're not going to get that anymore. As long as it's not a gun, if it's a knife, if it's a machete, if it's got blood dripping from it, they don't want to give you a long prison sentence. Burglars who steal from residential storage areas, parts of homes that aren't accessible to a living area, and businesses located in mixed-use buildings will be prosecuted only for low-level Class D felony that only covers break-ins instead of more serious crimes. More serious crimes will be punishable by up to 25 years in prison. Drug dealers believed to be acting as a low-level agent of a seller will be prosecuted only for misdemeanor possession. Also, suspected dealers will only be prosecuted on felony charges. Keep the music low. Will only be prosecuted on felony charges if they're also accused of more serious crimes or actually caught in the act of selling drugs. I just don't know what to say. Seriously, if I was a drug dealer, here's what I would do. First of all, I'd move to Manhattan immediately. Second of all, I would rent 32 apartments, and I'd keep only a tiny amount of my product in each one of those apartments. And then I'd walk outside with only a tiny amount of my product, and then I'd have runners bring me more each time I sell what I've got. So when they catch me, it's only a low-level misdemeanor possession. Anyone could figure out that any area with a DA like this will become the Wild West, Mad Max, Hiroshima after a nuclear attack, looters picking through the buildings with bodies nearby. Manhattan is finished, gone, dust pile of history.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Kaufman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Kaufman does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Are you struggling with...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Ooh, I feel like Nay! Ever since I took ivermectin, I feel so horsey. And that's why I'm a big fan of Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. It's made just for Wayne Root. I have this love of hay now. I can't get enough of it. I just want to eat hay all day long since I took ivermectin. I'm making fun, of course, of the fact that liberals are freaking morons who want us all dead. By taking ivermectin, I saved my life, and who knows how many other thousands of lives I've saved listening to this show. I get letters every day saying, God bless you, you saved my life, you saved my son's life, you saved my sister's life, you saved my wife's life, you saved my husband's life, because they got ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine because of the wonderful guests I have on the show that point out how important that is to treat early treatment of COVID right away. The minute you get sick, you've got to attack it with these therapeutic drugs. Ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, massive dose of zinc, CD, quercetin, intravenous C, all of those could save your life. But liberals say, oh, it's horse paste. It's for deworming of horses. Hey! That's Wayne Root. That's my favorite thing to say now. Hey! I've become a horse. But I do love vetsandhorses.com. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch is the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. And the Liberty Projects purchased the property and repurposed it for multiple military veteran programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful at turning away veterans who need help And we can't let that happen. J.P. Hoffman is the founder of Liberty Projects and VetsAndHorses.com, that wonderful website. And him and his friends and family have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. They need to raise $250,000 to continue full operations so they don't have to turn any vets away. And knowing my fantastic listeners, I told him he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away. 100% of all donations are used for the program to help vets and horses. Government does so little for vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make this happen. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com today and tell them Ivermectin Wayne sent you. Hey! I just, it's so funny. You know what? If it really was horse paste, which it's not, that's a lie. There's the human version that won a Nobel Prize for the great things it does in medicine. And then there's the horse veterinary version, right? But even if it was horse paste, who cares if it really saved millions of lives? Who cares if it knocks out COVID? Who cares if it does that? And there's so much anecdotal evidence that it does that, including me and my friends and my family and my listeners and my fans, but the entire India. There was a state in India. America has doesn't have a state that has 250 million people in it. Our whole country only has 330 million people in it. But India has one state with 250 million people, and that state had the worst COVID outbreak in the entire world, and people were dying, and they were burning bodies in crematoriums. They didn't have enough space to burn them all. Everybody was dead because they're all living in slums like New York City, right? That's why New York City has the worst COVID numbers in the world. Everyone lives too close to each other on subways and apartment buildings. They're all jammed together. Even in the restaurants, I remember going to New York City restaurants. In Vegas, every restaurant has lots of room and lots of leg space. New York City, when you eat in a restaurant, I'm talking about fancy ones, you're jammed against the table and the next person is an inch away from you. Everybody's jammed up against each other in New York City. It's just absolutely disgusting, and it's claustrophobic, and I never want to go there again. And if you don't want me there, that's fine, because I'll take my money elsewhere. F you. Screw you. But the point of all this is that I'm glad I'm in Las Vegas. That's really the point. I'm glad I'm out of New York City. I'm glad I'm away from the crazy liberals. By the way, the numbers are out. First of all, New York City will consider race when distributing life-saving COVID treatments. Let's start with that. Reason number one to be out of New York City. Number one was the story I just told you. The DA is going to destroy the city and reward criminals and incentivize criminals and punish citizens by getting them killed and raped and robbed. But also, number two is New York City will consider race when distributing life-saving COVID treatments. They only want to give them to black people and people of color. White people need not apply. Remember when the sign said Irish job wanted, job available? Irish need not apply. No jobs for Irish. Now it's no jobs for white people. No jobs for unvaccinated Republicans. No jobs for Jews. Whole thing is just insane. And that could be why, by the way, the most people in the country are moving out of New York, New Jersey, California, Illinois. The most liberal states, the moving vans and U-Hauls are all going out and nothing is coming back. No one's coming in.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says those involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol must be held accountable.
We have issued over 5,000 subpoenas and search warrants, seized approximately 2,000 devices, poured through over 20,000 hours of video footage.
Garland addressing Justice Department employees and rejecting criticism about the pace of the investigation. Pope Francis says couples who decide to have pets instead of children are selfish. Speaking to an audience about St. Joseph, the Pope arguing the denial of parenthood takes away humanity and couples who can't have children should adopt. The Pope's comments are on par with the Catholic Church's belief regarding the importance of having children. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. George Soros, enemy of the American people. What a horrible fart. That man's headed for the grave soon anyway. And when he does, unfortunately, he's got sons who are as vicious and liberal communist scumbags as he is. These are enemies of America. Why doesn't anyone have the balls to literally deport them or to arrest them and indict them and put them on trial for being traitors? George Soros is a traitor. His sons are traitors. These are not people that should be allowed to step foot in the United States or put their money behind Democrat candidates for office and put DAs in place, district attorneys whose goal in life is to let every criminal go. This just in, by the way, I keep telling you that Australia is the worst country in the world. They really are Nazi Germany, updated for 2022 when it comes to COVID vaccines and the COVID mandates. The number one tennis player in the world, Novak, how do you pronounce his last name? Djokovic? I think it's Djokovic. Novak Djokovic, number one tennis player in the world, has been denied entry to Australia after being granted immunity from COVID-19 vaccine exception. So first he got an exception to the vaccine from the country's, you know, whoever gives exceptions to the vaccine. But then they won't let you in the country. Health Minister Greg Hunt, this is Australia, issued a statement saying Djokovic failed to provide appropriate evidence to meet the entry requirements for Australia and his visa has been canceled. According to a local report, Djokovic's team had not applied for a visa that permits medical exemptions for being unvaccinated. Top-ranked player in the world flew in after receiving a medical exemption from the strict coronavirus vaccine requirements in place for the Australian Open, where he's a 9-time winner. I never even heard of such a thing. I had no idea that one guy had won the Australian Open 9 times. Anyway, they canceled his visa and they kicked him out of the country. Can't come in. Gotta go. That's how crazy Australia is with their rules about vaccines. All right, we've got our guest here, Steve Moore. Steve is a FreedomWorks economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a regular guest here on the Wayne Allen Root Show, a good friend. Website is committeetounleashprosperity.com. Steve Moore, how are you?
Hey, it's good to be with you, Wayne. Very good. And I'm not in an airport today, so happy to talk.
There we go. Good news. So your new book is out, Govzilla. Instead of Godzilla, it's Govzilla, G-O-V, meaning government. How the relentless growth of government is devouring our economy and our freedom. So explain what's covered in the new book, Govzilla. Or Govzilla. Govzilla,
yeah. Well, I really got inspired to write this, you know, because of what Biden is doing to our country. And I've never seen, I don't think any of us have ever seen anything like this. Have you?
No, but I don't think it's Biden. Hey, Steve, I don't think it's Biden. Biden's a brain dead zombie, and he's a puppet, and they just stick their hand up their butt, and they, you know, you have George Soros giving the orders, and Obama giving the orders, right? And probably Susan Rice giving the orders, and probably, who's the other one? I'm trying to think of the other big one that used to bust Obama around. I can't remember her name now, but she's another one, and probably the Chinese Communist, but Valerie Jarrett. Valerie Jarrett, the Chinese Communist Party. That's who's calling the shots. It's not Biden.
Yeah, well, I agree. It's the entire left, you know. And
right.
Republicans are, you know, one of the points I make in the book is Republicans are hardly blameless in this massive growth of government. But it's something that, you know, the book basically goes back to the founding of our country and just basically says, like, the whole idea of America as a nation was that we had a constitution which had very limited powers of the United, of the federal government, that, you know, the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, as you know, most people, I call them the two forgotten amendments, that all rights, you know, that are not explicitly given to the federal government in the Constitution are reserved for the
blood of the states,
the people,
right.
And the people, right? And so anyway, now we have a situation where the federal government is, if we were to pass all of these spending spending bills, and we've passed most of them, you know, we're headed towards a situation in the next 25 years or sooner where government is going to consume over half of our economy. And that makes us more socialist than free. And by the way, in the COVID year of 2020, last year, we did, the government was actually more than 50% of our economy. I never thought that would ever, ever happen in the U.S., and yet here we are. And yet nobody seems to, you know, even the New York Times recently said that what Biden is proposing, and by that he means, you know, the Democratic Party and the left-wing establishment, is cradle-to-grave government. And, you know, if you have cradle-to-grave government, you know, everything's free. Reagan said it best, that government's big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take everything you've got. And that's the situation we find ourselves in today.
Right. Yeah, by the way, I never thought I'd look back with longing to the days where government just stole all my money and gave it to citizens, you know, who are lazy bums on welfare. Now they want to steal all our money and they give it to non-citizens who are, you know, pouring across the border by the billions. So I'd rather at least give it to citizens who are lazy bums, not everybody in the whole world who wants to come to America be a lazy bum. Crazy, right? I mean, it's just insanity.
Yeah. And incidentally, it's even worse than that, because I'm sure you've seen these audits by the Inspector General that something like $150 billion was fraudulently sent out in these unemployment checks, and then this, you know, the, what do they call those payments, the PPP loans. And a lot of it went to people, not only people who are ineligible in the United States, but people in Nigeria, South Africa, Zimbabwe,
right,
getting all this money. You know, I'm laughing because it's so pathetic. And
these were Nigerian phone callers, right? These were like Nigerian phone callers asking for money, or Nigerian emails, and the government said, yes, no problem, we'll give you all our money.
Exactly. And it
crazy.
Was billions. I mean, there's the thing. It was billions and billions and tens of billions of dollars, and nobody does anything about it. Nobody bats an eye when Biden keeps asking for more and more money. I'm like, wait a minute. Before we give you another penny, why don't you do something about the massive fraud and waste and duplication and redundancy? You know, why do we need 87 different education programs, 57 different job training programs, 69 child care programs? You know, I could go on and on. It's just the waste. It's almost like nobody cares about the fact that we're wasting so much money because it's a stimulus, you know, and the more money we pay out in food stamps and unemployment benefits and, you know, rental assistance and child credits and so on, you know, the better the economy does. That's the Nancy Pelosi philosophy. And if we don't stop this, you know, Govzilla, you know, which is truly eating up our economy, we are going to end up like a third world country in terms of our, you know, show me somewhere, somebody show me any country that's allowed their government to grow and grow and grow where that story had a happy ending.
Right. Well, you know, you think about Cuba and Venezuela, people running for their lives away from communist China and communist Soviet Union and Haiti and all these countries that have socialist style or communist style government and economies. Everybody's willing to die on a raft in shark infested waters to get away from them, right? Well, that we've created that or recreated that in places like Chicago, Manhattan, New York City, Los Angeles. People are going to be willing to die, Steve, to get away from New York after this new DA. Did you see the new DA, what he proposing? What he is proposing right now in New York City? Steve, you there?
In New York?
Yeah, in Manhattan. There's a new DA. He just took office, and his very first letter to all the assistant DAs was that we're not going to prosecute almost anybody anymore. Nothing is a crime anymore. You can do whatever you want. Armed robbery isn't a crime anymore. It's a little ticket.
Don't you understand that in the new liberalism, you know, armed robbery is a petty crime, and you know it's the opposite of what needs to be done. I mean, we have the one thing that the government is supposed to do is keep
protect us.
And they can't even do that. And then, you know, I don't know if you're following what's happening in Chicago, but 91% of the school teachers have basically gone on strike.
Unbelievable.
And teaching. Schools are shut down. Tell me something where government does anything right. It's just,
right.
It is so frustrating. And folks, we're the problem because we keep electing these morons that keep, you know, if you voted for Joe Biden, and by the way, again, I don't think Republicans are any great shakes either, but this is Bernie Sanders on steroids.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what I consider to be a Democrat is what most rhino Republicans are. You know, they're kind of wishy-washy, and they get in office, they don't do anything that makes me really happy. But they also don't destroy my world and my country and my economy. Liberals get in. So it's still a difference between a rhino and a bad Democrat. These people are just outright radical communists. They're insane. There's no rhino Republican, Steve, that wants to, you know, make armed robbery a basically a desk ticket and let you go. There's no such thing. But with liberals, they're just crazy.
I'll give you an example where you're talking about. The head of the House Budget Committee in the United States House, a Democrat, and he's from Massachusetts. I'm blanking out on the name right now. But he recently said, I have this quote in the book, he said, you know, Republicans are complaining about how much money we're spending and borrowing. He said, we can afford to borrow and spend, quote, whatever we want. And that comes from this philosophy, this idiotic ideology that the left has adopted. Have you ever heard of a modern monetary theory?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You can just print whatever you want, right? You can just print as much money as you need.
I think you and I talked about this a number of years ago. We used to laugh at, can you believe these morons actually are peddling this stuff?
Now they're in office.
Now we're actually doing it.
Right. Just print as much as you need. It doesn't matter.
Modern monetary theory is, it basically says that because we're the world currency, we can afford to spend and spend and borrow and borrow and borrow until ad infinitum, and it's never going to have a negative effect on the economy.
Steve, let me interrupt. We're just, the music's on, and we're headed to a break. Just stay right where you are, and we'll pick up on the other side with another segment with Steve Moore, FreedomWorks economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, his website, CommitteeToUnleashProsperity.com, and he's got a great newsletter that I get every single, well, not every morning, but most mornings. Steve Moore, great guy. We'll be right back. Wayne L. Root.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
America's founders knew power. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I never, ever, ever, ever am happy when anybody is sick, whether anybody is hospitalized, anybody dies. I never wanted to make political points, ever, 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 ever. Unlike the left, by the way, that constantly wishes death and illness on Republicans, and in particular on me, if you look at my emails. But Israel records the highest daily rise in COVID infections since the beginning of COVID. And the same thing's happening in the United States. A million people were sick yesterday. Do you think that's because of the unvaccinated? These are the vaccinated. The entire Israel is triple vaccinated, heading for the fourth vaccine. It doesn't stop COVID. Okay, we could have a whole other argument about whether it stops death of COVID or more serious cases, but nobody ever gave the polio vaccine and said, don't worry, you'll get polio, but it won't be bad. Don't worry about the smallpox vaccine. You know, you'll get smallpox, but it won't be bad. It'll just be like 3 months with pox all over your face. Nobody ever said that. This vaccine was supposed to prevent the transmission of COVID. That's the job of vaccines. All right, let's go back to Steve Moore, because I want to talk more about California and New York, his new book about the size of government, the massive size, GovZilla, how the relentless growth of government is devouring our economy and our freedom. Obviously, Steve, the average person is starting to see this because they're all trying to get out of blue states, and you've got some amazing Census Bureau numbers of how many people are leaving the West, which is California, the Northeast, and the Midwest, and they're all going to the South and the Southwest, of course, where I am, in Vegas and in Phoenix and in Dallas. I'm sure they're racing to, and they're probably racing to the whole Florida and the whole Texas. So tell us about the numbers.
Well, this is something that, you know, when progressives talk about how they're going to create these worker paradises and everything's going to be so wonderful if they have, you know, all the big government programs and all the regulations and all the wonderful giveaways that the union bosses and all of these things, the green energy stuff. And it turns out that what's happened over the last 25 years, and especially accelerating in the last couple of years, is that people are, you know, massively fleeing these blue states, like my home state of Illinois, and states like Michigan, and states like New York, and California, New Jersey, Connecticut, and they're moving to, Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Utah, Idaho, states like that that have either no income tax or very low income tax. There's much more economic freedom.
Don't forget Nevada. Don't forget Nevada.
Nevada is another one. Nevada is another big one. And so that's happening. I think that the last number was that over the last 10 years, about 4.5 million people on net have moved to these low-tax states. So, you know, you ask a liberal, gee, why are people moving from, you know, New York to Florida? It's the weather. And it's like, okay, well, why are people leaving California for Texas? They're not moving from California to Texas for the weather. And so this is called people voting with their feet. And they're voting with their feet against liberalism, against progressivism, against big government. But at some point, you know, if we continue to federalize everything, Wayne, you know, federalize health care, federalize daycare, federalize the tax.
It won't matter anymore, right?
It doesn't matter where you go. You're not going to escape it.
Well, it will matter if, you know, look, I've been divorced. I'm not proud to brag about it, Steve, but guess I had a wonderful, huge wedding here in Las Vegas, and madly in love with my new wife, and we're in our newlywed phase, and life is good. And you know what? It proves that you can survive divorce, and you can make your life better on the other side. America really is at the point where you need a divorce. I don't think liberals can live with conservatives. I can't live with people that want to give me a vaccine mandate. I can't live with people that want open borders. I can't live with people that want to make armed robbery a death ticket and $1,200 of shoplifting not a crime anymore, and anything short of murder, you walk right out of jail. I can't live in that country. I think we should all fight for some sort of a separation now, a legal divorce, a legal separation. You know, I don't want to use the word secession because it has that Civil War connotation, and I don't want that connotation. But I do think our country needs to be more like the EU. Why can't we be 50 different little countries all under one umbrella?
Well, that was sort of the intention. You know, that's what the book is about. It's like the intention was, you know, that we would be. Or at that point, you know, there were 13 colonies that formed the United States and then more and more states. But the whole idea behind, that's why they added the Ninth Amendment, you know. And by the way, there were, of our, you know, original founding fathers, a lot of them didn't want the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, not because they didn't believe in it, because they said, this is redundant. This is what the whole Constitution is about. The Constitution doesn't give powers to the federal government, it takes powers away from the government, right? And so we, you know, but I've come around to where you are. I mean, we've talked about this, Wayne, over the years. And look, if people in New York and California and Illinois want to shut down their economies and they want to have, you know, all these crazy policies, they want to raise their tax rates to 20-25%, and they want to have, you know, everybody has to join a union, and great, you have to use wind and solar power, you can't use fossil fuels, fine. Fine, go ahead, have at it. But let us, in the free states like Nevada and Florida and Georgia,
Texas,
you know, in states like that, let us do it our way, and let's not have the United States government, you know, and I'm not talking about insurrection, I'm not talking about a civil war, I'm just saying, let's have a peaceful, I like, what was the term you used, a separation, a divorce.
A peaceful legal divorce, that's all. Mommy's a crazy liberal nutcase, and Daddy's a capitalist evangelist like Wayne Root. Daddy needs to get away from Mommy, because he doesn't want to kill her at the dinner table. So we need a peaceful separation and divorce. That's what we need in America today. Steve Moore, great to have you on. His website, Committee to Unleash Prosperity, and his book is GovZilla. Thank you, Steve.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.